Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese with you tonight from North Henderson, where the varsity girls getting ready to take on the Lady Knights of North Henderson. And Branson, early victory, conference victory for Tuscola back on December the 19th, I believe it was.
Right.
And been kind of up and down since then. Girls lost three in a row as of Friday night at East Henderson. Our girls right now 6-7. They've dropped under 500 for the first time this season. They're 2-5 in the conference. They lost to East Henderson on Friday night 59-44. Julia Wells still our leading scorer right now, averaging about 13.5 points per game. Kendall Williamson coming in with 8.5, leading the team in rebounds with 8.7. And Vesper Forbes starting to climb a little bit. She's coming in third in scoring now with 7.3 points per game, and of course was our player of the game on Friday night. She is also second in rebounding with 7.7. North Henderson led by Kevin Rhodes. They're currently 4-13, 1-6 in the conference. Their last win was back on December the 30th when they beat Owen 52-25. They have the one conference win against Brevard, winning 43-17 back on December the 16th. Tuscola beat them 51-50. I was wrong. It was not the 19th. It was the 12th, and that's
okay.
That and Brevard are Tuscola's two conference wins on the year. They're led by Kyler Motley with 8.6 points per game, Deesa Watkins 7.3 points per game, and Hannah Love at 6.9. So pretty even scoring for North Henderson. We're going to take a break. We'll have the national anthem here, and we'll be back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible...
24 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Bill.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union. We're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you in what was a very long and scripted presentation there before the national anthem. Kind of took a while to we kind of had to run things back through a couple of times to cover the gap. We never know from time to time when we come here what we're going to get.
Yeah, you've got that right. You can say that again. You never know what's going to happen over here.
Yeah, it's been an interesting evening.
And that was even before the national anthem.
It's been an interesting evening here at North Henderson for us. words of JR. It's a chair.
Yeah.
He's got a steel chair.
It was a Tuesday night Raw.
It's been an adventure here in the Edneyville, Fruitland, Hendersonville Metroplex as Tuscola's girls get ready to take on the Lady Knights for North Henderson. Starting tonight, Avery Roten, Vesper Forbes, Samantha Horton, Julia Wells, and the fifth one I'm trying to see. Oh, Kendall Williamson,
yeah,
of course.
I was going to say it had to be Kendall.
Pretty much the same starting lineup the girls have had so far this season. And, of course, North Henderson getting ready to announce their crew. Looking like number 21, that'll be Sarah Love. And, of course, Love there, or actually Hannah Love. Forgive me on that, not Sarah. Hannah Love, their third leading scorer right now and their leading rebounder with 7.5 rebounds per game and 6.9 points per game, and there go the lights. Not had that happening lately. That kind of stopped being a thing.
So we'll see. And it's pretty cool when they do that for these home games, especially with the, you know, using the purple light for North Henderson being their purple and gold.
And Deja Watkins, she is their second leading scorer. Number three, Hannah Love, as we said. Number 10, Chloe Ebert, senior guard. And, well, actually, there is Sarah Love and Hannah Love. I knew I'd seen Sarah on the roster somewhere. I got a little Journey.
Yeah.
Intro music.
The good thing and is those lights come back quick.
Kyla Motley. And number two, Deja Watkins. That's the fifth starter tonight for North Henderson. And Julia Wells going to step into the center jump circle tonight. We had a chat with Coach Sutton before the game, and he said to be looking for maybe a little bit of different tempo tonight.
Yeah, last, you know, Friday night Friday night just got away from them. I mean, to be honest with you, and it wasn't a great night either side of the ball for the ladies.
Watkins will control the tap for North Henderson, so they'll begin with possession here as we're underway. In girls basketball action here on Tuscola Sports Radio. Love will work to the left side, gets it in the corner, cross-court pass now over to Motley. She'll drive baseline, puts up a shot. It's an air ball. Watkins with the rebound, turned around, partially blocked inside, and a rebound by Forbes. She'll outlet to Julia Wells, and Julia will bring it down to get it into Horton in the corner, and we're going to get a walk-in violation on Horton as she tried to pass back out of the corner.
Must have slid her pivot foot. I didn't think she had moved that much.
So Hannah Love will bring it across for North Henderson. They'll swing it right over to Motley. Now back to the left. That's Ebert. Cross court. Motley, the jumper for three, won't go. Roten tried to tip it out but couldn't quite get to it. Love able to come down with the basketball on the side there, and it'll go out of bounds off Avery Roten. On the inbound now, Motley going to drive, put up the jumper, left side, won't go, tip. Williamson able to get it into the hands of Avery Roten, so Avery will bring it down for the Lady Mountaineers. Early in the game, we've played a minute, no score. Roten sets the offense, now to Wells, top of the key, looks inside, nothing there. Horton will come cross baseline in the corner to get it to Williamson, and Williamson looking for a cut, and Love able to sneak in from behind and poke it out of bounds. Ball will stay with Tuscola.
Ladies have done a good job the first two defensive ends times they've been down the defensive end of the court. I look for them to play a little bit more aggressive than what they did Friday night as well.
Inbound to Horton in the corner. They go cross court. Wells the jumper for two. And it was one of the things Coach Sutton was talking to us before the game, said he was going to probably be a little more methodical tonight and looking for that open shot. Right side, Ebert picks up her dribble. Williamson all over her. And we're going to get a double dribble call on Ebert. Good defense there by Kendall Williamson. That's the other thing so far, Branson. Defensive tempo picked up a little bit by Tuscola here. That's the third turnover by North Henderson here early in the game. Going to get a tie up in the corner between Forbes and Love. Got to keep that ball high. Vesper needs to use those long arms and keep it away out of traffic. Arrow goes to Tuscola. Up 2-0. Inbounds to Wells. Looks inside, ball tipped. Horton able to come down with it. Feeds over to Roten on the right wing. She'll dribble inside the arc, kick it out. Horton almost and just not really looking, tried to get out of trouble, throwing the ball away. It's picked up by Motley. Layup no good. Rebound inside by Sarah Love, and we're going to tie up in a jump ball, and that arrow will go to North Henderson.
Yeah, they've not changed their.
They've not changed the arrow. Now it's back where it needs to be. Anyway. Ebert, long shot from the wing on the inbound, no good. Love almost fell backwards, able to get it out to her sister. The jumper, no good. Motley hustles and gets the rebound in the corner. They'll feed over to Watkins. Off-balance jumper, she'll bank it in. We're tied at two. 5:15 to play here in the first. Wells to Roten. Horton cuts in, flashes back out. Vesper Forbes,
boom, right.
Off the rim. Wouldn't go. Long jumper.
Yeah, that's a little uncharacteristic of her.
Outlet now to Motley. Of course, Vesper kind of picked up the scoring on Friday night over at East. Sarah Love, the jumper from just outside the elbow, no good. And Hannah Love able to run in there and get the rebound. Al Watkins to Motley. The jumper going to be way short. Love tried to tip it back, puts it in the hands of Avery Roten. Avery will bring it down for Tuscola. Got a watch, got traffic behind her. To Wells on the wing. Dribbles across. Horton drives, puts up the shot. Won't go. Forbes battling for the rebound. We're close to the baseline there. And
oh, it still goes up. So.
Sarah Love able to try to save it, but then tried to pass it over to Hannah, and it'll go out of bounds near the North Henderson water bucket. On the inbound, Wells going to take the jumper, banks it in for three.
And this three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
5-2. Mountaineers in the lead. Love went right, then back to the left. Swinging out of Motley. She'll drive inside, tried to dump it in low, and it was tipped out of bounds by either Forbes or Roten. Kind of, we're in the end zone here at North Henderson in the corner, so got kind of a long perspective down on the Mountaineer defensive end. Knights get it inbound to Hannah Love. She'll kick it out to Ebert. Over to Motley, right side for three. We're tied back at five. 3:50 to go here in the first. Wells to Roten on the wing. Cross court. Now they dump it low. Forbes.
There we go.
Up and over. Hannah Love. Forbes starting to come into her own a little bit here, scoring in the last two nights. Love swings it. Ebert will take the jumper from way out. It's off. But Motley snuck in behind. Nobody got a hip on her, and she'll put the basket back in. Tied back at seven. Roten looks inside. She'll give it over to Wells. Now they go high post. Williamson kicks it back out. Roten will take the jumper. We'll go. Tuscola certainly getting their shots tonight, though, so far.
They are, you know, and I want to see Sam Horton come into her own right there. Man, what a three by North.
Love from the top of the key for three and takes the first lead of the Knights tonight, 10-7. We go under three to play here in the first. Horton got tripped up on the sideline, no call. Love with the steal, drives and hangs on the rim and goes. Hard pass. Forbes open down low and puts it in. Nice, crisp pass by Julia Wells.
And the passing's gotten a lot better, too. You know, there's not a lot of over-the-head
shots. Not that lazy, yeah, that kind of loping stuff we've been seeing so far. Hannah Love over to Motley, right side. The jumper rattles out, won't go. Roten got a hand on it, couldn't reel it in. And we got something. Official pointed down the other end of the court.
Huh.
Not sure what. Down towards this end. Not sure what was up, but the ball went out of bounds off Tuscola, so Knights will inbound to Watkins. She'll kick it out. Baseline jumper by number four, Ava Lida, in the game, sophomore guard. And the basket's good. It's now 14-9. 2 minutes to go in the first. Roten on the left wing, cross court. Schick puts it up. Jumper from the baseline. Oh. No good. Rebound. Sarah Love over to Hannah. She'll bring it down left side in the corner to Lida. Tried to dump it in. It got kicked back out. Motley going to drive right side of the lane. Hangs. Won't go. Rebound followed by Love. Won't go. And finally picked up by Roten. She'll push it. Love coming from behind. Over to Wells. Wells going to drive the lane. Left-hander no good. Gets her own rebound. Fights out of traffic, kicks it out. Schick will take the jumper, short off the front of the rim.
Good looks right there at the basket.
Lida, Motley takes her shot. Won't go off the rim. Williamson got a hand on it and couldn't get it in. A little stronger on the rebound in the end would be good.
Yeah, I'm liking the way the passing's going tonight because it's one of those deals like they used to tell us in school. You either catch it or wear it.
Watkins inbound, turnaround jumper no good. Love follows with a rebound, can't get it to go. She's going to get bumped down on the low block, and let's see who that's on, either Williamson or Forbes. That's going to go on Kendall Williamson, her first team first. And we've played almost 7 minutes. Inbounds, Love, jumper, top of the key, won't go. Rebound Forbes, she'll outlet to Roten. Under a minute in the first. Wells in the corner. Drives. Puts up the runner. Hangs on the rim and finally goes in. 14-11. Lady Knights still in the lead. Love, right side, Motley. Now, Motley going to take her shot. There's no doubt about that. They swing it back. Motley and Love. Love will take the left side, jumper for three. Going to have to start thinking about coming out there and getting a hand in somebody's face. 17-11, 30 seconds in the first to go. Schick, cross court. Roten going to take the jumper.
There we go.
For three.
This is for a three-point shot sponsored by Ford Contracting.
17-14. Right side, Motley. Back, Love swings it left. Lida trying to go low down into Watkins, and Forbes kind of reached over the top of Watkins' shoulder. That's only the second team foul here in the first quarter, and that'll be Vespers' first. Ava Staten in the game now. Sarah Love will take a break. Inbounds, ball's loose. Forbes got a hand on it. Now Roten in the pile. And we got a jump ball, and it'll go to North.
Should go back this.
They're not keeping up with the air very good over there.
Now if they'll just leave it.
We have to talk to Mr. Lance here during the break. Inbound, long pass to Wells. 6 seconds, got a hustle. Going to drive it all the way. Lays it in. Oh. No, it wouldn't go. Forbes with the rebound, follows. Could not get it to go before the buzzer. And the Knights take a 17-14 lead going into the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576-3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Lady Mountaineers down 17-14 as we get ready to start the second quarter, though. Branson, maybe the best combination offense-defense we've seen so far this season out of Tuscola's tonight to start.
I agree with you. They're a little, looks a little bit different, like what Coach Sutton told us right there at the beginning of the before the game. Looks like a lot more better shots. The passing's there tonight. So only down three right now.
Not a lot of the mental mistakes defensively, though. It looks like this quarter we're going to start getting a hand out there in somebody's faces out there on the perimeter, because North Henderson is jacking up the three so far. North starts possession here in the second quarter. Lida tried to get it in the middle to Watkins, and Williamson with a steal. We're going to get a foul call. Yeah, on a reach. That's going to go on number four. That's Ava Lida. So an early foul here in the second quarter. Schick will inbound to Wells. Back to Schick. About to get trapped. Gets it across midcourt over to Roten. Avery goes to the top. Now she'll dribble left, pulls up, takes the jumper off the rim. Williamson with a follow, gets stripped inside.
And who are they going to?
That's going to go on number four, and Lida's picked up her second foul real quick.
And that's going to send Kendall to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
And to hold the ball, Motley was on the wrong side of Roten. On the side of the lane, and Kendall will miss the first free throw.
There we go.
Second one's good. Knights still in the lead, 17-15. Here early in the second. Motley works the left side, goes by Schick, dumps it out in the corner. That is Ebert with a long jumper, no good.
Oh.
Crashes into Wells, lost the handle, picked up by Williamson, tried to feed it back to Wells. Wells couldn't reel it in, had to chase it down in a corner. Over to Schick, top. Ooh.
There you go, Kendall.
Kendall going to drive, try to get up over Watkins, and she'll block it. Rebound, Motley brings it down right side in the corner. Lida going to take the long jumper in and out of the rim. Forbes got a hand on it. She'll bring it down. Gives it over to Schick. Gwyneth sporting the 00. Tuscola wearing the black jerseys and shorts tonight with the yellow and white checkerboards down the side. And Williamson tried to drive in the lane and going to get a reach and a jump ball call on Motley. So I think that error goes to Tuscola. Mariners will set the stack here on the inbound baseline. Wells gets it to Schick in the corner. Going to get double team, needs help, gets it to Roten. Swings it. Wells going to drive from the left side. The runner won't go. Forbes with a putback.
There we go. Good job by Vesper.
Vesper picking up where she left off Friday night.
Doing a lot of cleanup work right there, and great job.
Love, and we're going to get a whistle. Clock is running. They blew the whistle. Oh, I think they didn't run it. He wanted some time runoff.
There you go.
6:28 now left in the second quarter. We've got all sorts of issues at the table tonight. They get low. Watkins underhand and goes up and around Forbes and able to put it in. 19-17, Knights in the lead. To Roten on the left wing. Ball fake. She'll drive inside. Pulls back out. Left side. Wells, jumper won't go. And we're going to get a whistle in. Going to be a foul on Kendall Williamson on the push. First team foul in the second quarter for Tuscola. Yeah, it's going to be an adventure on the scoreboard tonight, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's Kendall's second.
Motley goes low. Watkins, too strong. Rebound, Kendall Williamson. Watkins had just an easy lay, kind of a lay-in, and just shot it over the rim. Wells on the left wing. She'll dribble in, top of the key. Banks it in for another. Nope.
Two.
Foot was on the line. Tied at 19.
Julie not afraid to use every bit of that backboard issue.
Hey, all-night banking.
That's right.
Into the lane, Ebert. Gives it over to Watkins. She'll work around Forbes. Shot won't go. Rebound Roten. Avery will handle the ball. Cross midcourt. She's going to pull up, take the three.
Hey!
Kisses off the front of the rim and in.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Most three-point shots we've seen so far for the girls this season.
Three in the first half here.
Love going to pull up. Try to counter. Won't go. Motley tips it over to, is that Ebert? Nope. Watkins loses it in the lane. Tried to tip it across to Ava Staten. I'm sorry, not Ebert. And we're going to get a timeout. Coach Sutton with 4 o'clock. And about 4 seconds came off the clock again. This is adventurous.
Very.
And I see one of the problems already. She's also on her phone.
Well, this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
Adventures in clock keeping. I've dealt with that.
So. Good first half by the Lady Mountaineers.
Up 22.
Change up is something that they needed. I mean,
up 22-19. Not sure what has been said in practice the last. Well, actually, they've only had one day of practice since Friday night. But whatever they talked about Monday worked so far. Wells will inbound from the North Henderson bench to Forbes. Wells, Williamson. Down to Roten. She'll go into the lane. Tried to make it in. Couldn't get it to go. Forbes got to be careful. It's going all over the top almost of Sarah Love, who came down with a rebound.
Yeah, good job of her holding back right there, not getting that foul.
Motley will pull back, set the play over the left side. Hannah Love, they'll go inside. Watkins, the turnaround jumper, thought it was going to rattle back out. Put it in over Forbes. Mountaineers still up 22-21. 3:53, and that pass tipped by Motley. Schick able to reel it in. Going to get double-teamed back to Wells. Over to Roten. Ball fake. Drives, tried to, ooh, that's a rough pass, trying to get to Williamson. That was a horrible angle, and Roten going to get called for the foul, trying to pick a steal back here in the backcourt.
That'll be team's second foul, and that'll be Avery Roten's first.
That was just going to be a very tough pass for Kendall to handle there down on the block, kind of a side pass in traffic. Love and a heck of a screen set by Watkins. Shot no good. Rebound Williamson, and we're going to get a whistle, and Love going to reach over Kendall Williamson, so kind of turnabout fair play there.
And that'll be North's third foul.
Sarah Love, the senior, her first. 3:17, Mountaineers up 22-21 here in the second quarter. Williamson now with the ball, high post, for screen set by Forbes. Kendall going to take the shot.
Got it blocked.
Partially blocked as it went up. Love with the rebound. Hits Watkins low. The turnaround over Forbes. Banks it in and got to do something right there. Forbes going to have to start kind of getting her pushed off the basket there. That's twice now she's done that turnaround over the top. Schick. Ooh, that was tough.
Nice.
She was in the land of the Giants and jumped and was able to bank it back in and make the shot.
Got enough arc on it, though. That's the best part. I mean, that was a really good shot by Gwyneth.
24-23, Tuscola with the lead. Hannah Love into the lane. Dumps it over to Staten. Blocked by Roten as Staten tried to drive baseline. So good job by Avery Roten.
Well, it looked like Avery had blocked it right there, and then she went and hit it again or something.
What? Wanted more.
Trying to get two blocks on
yes,
one
please.
Play.
Horton back in the game for Tuscola. Staten will check out. Ebert back in. Motley working the right side. Bumps off of Schick, and she'll lose it out of bounds. So another turnover. Schick inbound. Look like North going to put some pressure on here. 2:22 to play in the half. Roten. Oh, long pass.
Nice.
Gets it to Wells. Wells going to drive. Lays. Oh, won't go. Horton able to try to tip it back. And Love going to come down with a rebound. There was nobody there to tip it back to. Motley, top of the key. The shot, good for three. That'll put the Knights back up 26-24, under two to go here in the half. Roten.
Ooh. Be careful.
Wanted to walk there. Roten finally remembered she could dribble. Into the lane. Dumps off Wells, the runner, tried to bank, wouldn't go. Kendall Williamson follows. She couldn't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, but she's out of bounds.
Kendall, I think, thought she was fouled right there, but that was just both of them going for the ball.
Yep. Loose ball and belongs to anybody. Love, Schick, on the defense, on the point. Over to Motley. Goes into the lane, followed by Wells. Off-balance shot, won't go. Watkins over the top of Roten. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, puts it back. That one's going to be way off. And finally, Avery's going to come down with it. And block call going to be called on Motley as she stepped in front of Roten as Avery tried to dribble up the court. And Motley comes away holding her jaw a little bit.
That'll be North's fourth team foul.
Forbes back in the game for Tuscola. Ava Lida. We'll check back in for North Henderson. 1:14 to go here in the first half. Lady Mountaineers down by two. Schick gets it across midcourt. Left wing, Roten. She'll swing it in the corner. Ball fake. Julia going to drive. The runner won't go. Gets her own rebound. And lost the handle. Wasn't going to have a lot of room to maneuver down there on that baseline anyway. 1:01 to play. Lida inbounds. Gets it to Ebert. Now Hannah Love works to the left. Over to Lida. Wells will come out on Lida. Schick came out to block the passing lane and distracted Hannah Love and lost it out of bounds. Mountaineers basketball. Schick will inbound. 51 seconds to go. Roten close to that sideline over here and right in front of us. She's going to work baseline, kicks it out on the wing. Fesper Forbes, jumper won't go. Rebounded by Ebert. She'll get it to Love. In the corner to Lida. Cross court to Ebert. She'll drive. Ooh, shock didn't get a foul called on Roten. Little hip check there. Watkins with the rebound. Dribbles across the lane. Gets up a shot. It's 28-24. 20 seconds to go. Schick across. Pulls up. Blocked by Watkins. That was a little too much moxie there. Ebert on the drive. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Roten. And we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. On.
I believe that's on Hannah. Hannah Love.
Hannah Love.
And that's going to send Julia Wells to the free throw line. And this shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Well, they keep changing. First it was one foul, then two, back to one on Hannah Love. Good thing it was a shooting foul here at the bonus, because with 4.1 seconds, not real sure Tuscola had enough time to get it across and get a decent shot up. Wells will miss the first one. Second one, we got a lane violation. Wells stepped over the line on the shot. So second shot, no good. Still 28-24. Lighted to inbound. Mounter's going to put some pressure. Into Love. Goes by Schick. Picks up. Threw up a long shot. It won't go. So the Lady Knights will take a 28-24 lead into the locker room at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you. Halftime at North Henderson High School. The Lady Knights up over Tuscola, 28-24. Just some local news, sports news in the area. Eric Filipek, the baseball coach at T.C. Robertson, who has led them to like three straight 4A championships and four overall there at T.C. Robertson. He was named the 24-25, or actually I guess that should be 20, well, no, that'd be right, 24-25 National Coach of the Year in high school baseball. So.
Wow.
Great honor for Coach Filipek there at T.C. Robertson. Andrew Jones made the Hall of Fame.
Thank goodness. Finally, after so many years.
Class of 2026.
And had just as many as good a stats as some of the other guys that have gone in the last couple of years. So he's well deserving of that. Now if we can just get the Murph in. It'll be even better.
Girls score early in the fourth quarter. Watauga up on McDowell, which, you know, McDowell basketball usually pretty good. Watauga girls up 51-38 going into the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Of course, big game last night, of course, national championship game. Indiana pulled it out 27-21. I had picked Indiana by six and hit it right on the nose.
That's a good pick.
So, 1-0, but the platitudes of my chums.
Well, I thought it was going to be a defensive low-scoring game right there for a little bit right there in the first half, or right up till halftime. I thought, you know, my prediction may come true. But what was crazy is now everybody's talked about that run that Mendez had right there to score. And he still had negative 8 yards rushing on the night.
Even with that.
Yeah.
Of course, big basketball game in Buncombe County tonight. We got Asheville at T.C. Robertson, so that ought to be a good one. Looks like Coach Roy Williams strongly supports renovating the Smith Center. So said he please support Dean Smith's wish and sign the petition. So I guess they're what? They're concerns they want to build a new one? Or
Well, I think it's kind of getting a little outdated. Of course, it's been around.
Well, it opened up in, what, 82?
I believe so.
So, yeah, that's getting pretty old in arena time.
Of course, I know a lot of people are getting, they may be worried about the construction of renovation of Dean Smith Center, but a lot more worried about the coaching problem at Carolina.
Yeah, that's a lot going on over there in Chapel Hill. Of course, wrestling tonight at Pisgah. Look like they're having a big quad meet tonight. Tuscola, Pisgah, North Henderson, and Smoky Mountain.
Wow, that is a big one. Four teams over there, a big 14 match.
Zach Duncan of Tuscola got a pin in the 138 class. Tuscola leads 18-13 in that dual meet with North Henderson going on at Pisgah. So if you are a high school wrestling fan, take a ride down to the Bear Den tonight and check out the wrestling action there.
Well, and, you know, North Henderson the last several years has had a really good wrestling program.
Yeah, I was just kind of looking up there at the new banners, and it looks like conference champs, state runner-up 16, conference and tournament champions in 17, regional champions. And so, yeah, the latter part of the last decade, they've come on pretty strong here at North Henderson. But we take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder, Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. And we talked earlier in the game about how Coach Sutton had told us before the game that they had decided to make some changes tonight, be a little more methodical in how they approached offensively coming down the court and of course, wanting to work on cutting back on the turnover issue they've had the last couple of games.
Right.
And it seems to have worked so far to keep. Well, key to the game is to cut down on the turnovers, and he also said, you know, start, you know, moving the ball and but good passes and getting a good look and getting some shots. And the girls have, you know, at 24 tonight, this is probably the most they've had in a half this season so far. They're getting their looks.
Right, and, you know, he said that, you know, in the JV game, he says they usually have about 30 turnovers. And he said so they changed it up to run like kind of this offense that they're running on the varsity level. And he said, it cut down to about 15 turnovers in that JV game, and it paid off for the girls.
Well, and a big JV girl win tonight for Tuscola as they defeated North Henderson 44-37 in the first game of the four-game set tonight. So whatever worked on the JV seems to be working now for the varsity. So good to see. Good effort by the girls tonight.
Right.
I believe you've got the scoring for the first half.
I do have Gwen Schick has 2 points. Julia Wells have her in right now with 9 points. I have Kendall Williamson with 1 from the free throw line. Avery Roten pitching in with 6, and Vesper Forbes also with 6. And that, to me right now, Charles, you know, even though the girls are down 4, the thing about it is we got you know, Schick back tonight. And I think they're getting confidence in her bringing the ball up the court. And it doesn't always put the pressure on
Julia having to be the one to bring it up all the time. It kind of frees her up
to
move and cut to the basket more.
And it's paid. And you can see that tonight so far in this first half.
Well, and we talked about Vesper Forbes. You know, she had a strong game on Friday night against East Henderson. And it's, like I said, she kind of picked up where she left off. She's kind of coming out of the shell a little bit and getting a little more active offensively for Tuscola, and that's a good thing to see, because one of the things we've talked about, Julia needed some help out there. I mean, she was kind of carrying the load and a lot of pressure on Wells to make plays, and it was time for some other girls on the team to step up and help out a little bit. And Vesper appears to be one of the ones that's kind of took it to heart. Roten having a good game tonight so far. She's got some looks at the basket, making some rebounds down on the defensive end also.
Well, you know, that shot that Vesper Forbes took, kind of uncharacteristic. It's about a 17-footer out there off to the right. And I wasn't upset with that because, you know, I like seeing Vesper play down in the paint under the basket and everything, but it was a good look. I mean, she just missed it. But, you know, maybe a little bit more of that. Give her a little bit more.
Well, and I think, too, we need to probably look at, you know, Kendall, maybe trying to get Kendall a little more involved offensively. I mean, she's had some looks. And they've kind of collapsed down on her, and I think that may have been one of the things that's helped offensively some of the other players for Tuscola. Is Kendall's been drawing a lot of defensive effort down in the paint.
She has
there in that first half.
She has, and the thing about it is, when she's gotten that ball, she's got to be awareness, because they're coming in behind her, smacking it out, you know, from behind. So she's got to be, you know, have that awareness of where everybody's at all times, not have a turnover.
Well, North Henderson will start with possession here in the second half as they're up by 4, 28-24. Roten, Schick, Williamson, Wells, and Forbes starting for Tuscola. Love, Ebert, Love, Motley, and Watkins, same starting lineup North Henderson had in the first half. So Schick, the new starter for the second half here, and Ebert going to lose it out of bounds, just lost it here at the baseline. So a chance for the Mountaineers to cut into this four-point lead. Schick will bring it down. So Schick handling the ball on the point. Long pass over to Forbes in the corner. And tried to hit Williamson low and picked off by Sarah Love. And Wells will pick it off again at midcourt. Julia going to go, and she goes up. She'll draw the foul. And we have a stuffed inflatable chicken in the gymnasium. Wings would be good right now.
You are correct.
And Wells' first free throw is good.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
I see no advertising on said chicken. So Wells will hit the second one. 28-26. Hannah Love brings it down for North Henderson. Left side, Motley back to Love. In the corner to Ebert. She'll take the jumper off the rim. Won't go. Wells and Williamson both going for the ball. We're going to get a tie up, and the jump should go to Tuscola.
And it will.
Surprisingly, the arrow is pointed the correct direction.
But is it?
Yes. They just switched it.
Whoa. Easy.
Must have got some coffee at halftime. Forbes. Man, it hung, went in, and wouldn't finally pop back out. She gets her own rebound, then loses it. Watkins finally picks it up. Motley hit the floor down there. That was the thump you may have heard. She's up and okay. Motley, top of the key. Rattled out, wouldn't go. Wells with the rebound. Wells almost walked there. She came down with the ball. Left side, Roten will take the jumper. Long shot, going to be short. Love with a rebound. That'll be Sarah Love. Ebert brings it down over to Motley on the right side. Swings it left. Hannah Love looks. They'll go in high post. Love back out to Love. Jumper won't go.
Forbes.
Vesper had Ebert boxed out, but then just kind of she was, I think, thinking another Mountaineer would slip in there and get the ball, and it fell right there at the left hand.
So that Vespers second, team first here in the third.
Motley will go to the line. Yeah, Vesper did a great job boxing out, but there was no other Mountaineer there to get the ball.
No.
Second one on the way, won't go, and we're going to get a whistle. So I think Julia Wells took out of the lane too early. So Motley will get another chance. Can't make mistakes like that. And misses both of them. Going to get a tie up between Love and Williamson. And jump ball will go to North Henderson. Ebert looking to inbound baseline. Ooh, gets it across to Hannah Love.
That's
Ebert threw three steps, threw two elbows. Schick fighting down there low with the ball, and finally we'll get Williamson and Forbes helping out.
Schick had a hold of the ball as Love brought it around, and she's just riding the ball with her.
Love going to pick her up and sling her around. Roten now on the right wing. Ball fake, gets it over up top. Picks up her dribble.
Gotta
looking
help.
For help. Goes way. Ooh, Schick able to come down with it. To Rote. Knights up 28. Ooh, tough pass. Schick had to move a little bit to get to it. Going to go in the lane. The runner tried to bank it in. Wouldn't go. Motley with a rebound. So far, Mountaineer shots not falling here in the second half. Motley goes around. Forbes won't go. Kendall with a rebound. Trying to fight. Gets it out. Roten, one on two, needs to wait, but nope. Lost it in the lane. Picked up by Love, stolen again by Wells. Over to Roten. Avery, going to drive, pulls it back, gets double teamed. Ooh, tough pass trying to hit Williamson in the lane. Wells will get it. It was tipped, so no backcourt violation. Wells, that was a tough pass. Tipped by Love to Watkins. She'll get it back to Hannah Love. Little sloppy here as we start the second half.
They may have called timeout and let these girls take a break because that was a lot of action back and forth.
And we're going to walk in the lane there on Sarah Love. Ava Staten checks in for North Henderson. And Ebert will come out. Schick brings it down for Tuscola. Left side. Forbes thought about it. Watkins out there on her. Roten. Nice pass down low to Williamson.
Yeah.
Missed the shot, but draws the foul.
And she was in the shot of, or in the act of shooting, so that's going to send her to the free throw line. This shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Carol at WPTL, 648-3576.
Kind of interesting maneuver there, putting Forbes out there on the wing beyond the three-point line, draws Watkins out away from the basket, and that's their tallest girl.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea if she's going to come with her, and she did. So
Horton will check in for Roten for Tuscola. And Sarah Love checks out. And Lida in
that's
the game, and we're going to get a double dribble.
A double dribble, rather.
On Hannah Love. So another turnover. Knight still up by two. Not a lot of scoring here in the second half so far. As we've played almost half of the third quarter. Still 28-26 and a pass to Horton. She wasn't able to handle it. Wells there to pick it up. Horton going to take the jumper. Wouldn't go off the rim. Good follow by Schick. She'll lean, put it in, won't go, and she's fouled. Good hustle by Gwyneth Schick.
Good job by her, and that's going to send her to the free throw line, and that's sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
Rolls the first one in. Ooh, that's a cup of coffee I want. Second shot, no good. Rebounded by Lida. 4 minutes to go here in the third. Mountaineers down by one. Motley works right side, cross-court pass. Staten in the corner. Love is short. Just Watkins all over the top of, and we're going to get a reach in on Julia Wells. A little too grabby there as Watkins spinning and trying to get room to get off a shot.
I don't hate that as long as we can get a turnover right here.
On the inbound, Lida finally gets it out to Motley, working on Schick. Over to Lida in the corner, dribbles out. Motley, top, 14-footer, won't go. Rebound, Kendall Williamson. She'll take it with her. Pass down, Forbes took her away from the basket. Roten hits the cutting.
Nice.
Kendall Williamson to the basket. Great shot. Mountaineers back in the lead, 29-28.
Great passing right there.
And that's one 2 games ago, wouldn't have made it. And we're going to get a timeout by North Henderson with 3:19 to go. Lady Mountaineers up 29-28. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Mountaineers hanging around. It was 28-26, or actually 28-24 at the half. And Mountaineers, it stayed on 28-26 for
a while,
about 3.5 minutes. And finally, the Mountaineers break the ice and take the lead 29-28. And just much better effort so far. Things got a little hectic there early in the third, but Mountaineers looking to start to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're starting to see a pretty good little duo between Gwyneth and Julia here. Like I said, you know, we said earlier, I think the confidence in letting Gwyneth bring the ball down is you're seeing it more and more now as the game progresses. You know, the thing about Sam Horton, Sam's not bad. Sam needs to get in there and start using that body to get those rebounds and stuff as big as
she's kind of hanging around on the outside, and,
yeah.
And it's almost like she's distracted because every ball that comes her way gets tipped or she, I don't know if she's looking away or trying to look to see the play before it's going to happen, but she seems to be struggling when the ball comes her way a little bit. She's ball's getting loose and she's having to go get it. On the inbound now, North to Lida. Over to Motley on the left wing. Mountain Wells is defending Watkins here on the outside. Rest of the girls kind of in a zone. Shot up, no good. Williamson with another rebound and about took Schick's head off on the outlet. Wells going to take the long jumper. Won't go. Follow. Roten. She got to get out of there. She brought the ball down. Schick thought about it. Hit Williamson on the lane, but took her away from the basket. Kicks it
there
out.
We go.
Wells for two. 31-28. 2:30 to go here in the third. So, yeah, interesting defensive switch here. They're putting Wells on Watkins. And Wells basically playing with her back to the ball. Watkins over Wells. Got the rebound. Puts it back. Hung on the rim. Wouldn't go. Now Williamson down low. Ooh, how that wasn't a call to foul, I don't know.
I don't know.
And
we'll
take it. I think North Henderson has the same question. Wells with the ball over to Schick on the rebound. Wells, ball fake, picks up a dribble, and it's stolen by Lida. Schick goes to cut her off, challenges the shot, but it's good. Now they're still up 31-30. They hit Forbes low, off balance, kind of leaning backwards, missed the shot. Rebound by Hannah Love over to Motley on the left wing. And the ball tipped from Motley to Love. Love able to pick it up. Motley, oh, nobody over there.
They're
going to take the three. Won't go. Rebound well. She's off to the races. Love cuts her off. Nothing. Body's on the floor. Roten. Williamson wide open and banks it in. So Wells hit the floor and looked like a block. No
it
call.
Did.
Lida now shot it. Man, Mountaineers getting away with some stuff here, too.
I'm telling you.
Minute to go. Mountaineers up 33-30.
We were extremely lucky down here that last possession.
Yes.
North had not getting a foul on Julia.
Wells up top. Roten. 50 seconds. Mountaineers up by three. Avery will dribble up top, reset. Ooh, almost double dribbled. Wells going to pull up on the arc. Won't go. Williamson got a hand on it. Tips it back to Roten. Shot. Won't go. Rebound by State. She'll outlet, but it's a hard pass for Love. She was able to corral it as she ran down in front of Coach Sutton. Motley thought about it. Kicks it over right side. Staten, the jumper won't go. Nobody got a hip on Love. She's able to get the rebound. Motley, top. She'll take the shot. Won't go. Rebound by Roten. Tips it to Wells. Wells going to drive, put the layup. Wangs on the rim, won't go. Forbes got a hand on it and knocks it off of Staten, I believe.
So it will be, should be Tuscola ball. Here's the thing. Somebody needs to be talking down there. There's 7.2 seconds left. So you can't just linger down when you get that ball in.
Sarah Love back in the game now. Staten goes out. Inbounds, Roten. Over to Wells. 2 seconds. The runner going to be short. Couldn't get enough on it as she went up with the shot. Had to rush it a little bit. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Mountaineers up 33-30. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forget Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Paper Town Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. And Branson, good effort there by the Lady Mountaineers, down by four as we started the quarter, now up by three.
Very good job. And listen, I'm telling you, the passing tonight, 10 times better than what it's been the last couple of games.
Whatever they talked about Monday in practice must have worked.
Yeah, they're taking that arc out of, you know, throwing it down. It's actually on point, you know, shots. And like I said, it's a couple of times they've been so hard it's almost like you, the catcher to wear it.
Yeah, what the thought? And that pass one time. Gwyneth, good thing she had soft hands. Uh-oh. About had a kid run on the floor there. We start the fourth quarter with the Knights in possession. Love, top of the key, works left. Schick out there on her. Into Motley. She'll drive the lane, goes up and around, and lays it in. Down here still up by one, 33-32. Williamson in the high post. Schick will bring it down. Left side, Roten looks. Forbes trying to post up, and we're going to get just foul, charging foul on Roten, drawn by Elida. Ball goes over. That'll be the second foul on Avery Roten. Both teams with four timeouts remaining. Love working left. Schick out there on her. Wells still on Watkins. They hit Motley in the lane. Ball's loose. Tip picked up by Love, and she zips it over to Lida. She had a hard time handling it. They go low. Sarah Love bang. Ooh, Forbes and Love just banging down there. Rebound out to Schick. That's the kind of basketball I like to see. Schick with a layup and good.
Great shot.
That's the kind of inside post play I want to see. I'm here for it. Letting them play, too.
That's the best part, letting them play.
Down low, we're going to get a whistle. Not sure what happened. Somebody, I think, maybe stepped out of bounds on the pass. Or walked, one of the two. We got screened out from the official. Schick brings it down, left side, Roten. Williamson flashes high, and Wells is down low. Schick with the jumper.
Boom.
Only for two, though.
Wow. Good shot.
37-32. A little slow on the scoreboard there. 6:24 to go. Mountaineers have extended the biggest lead of the night for them so far with five. Love cuts low, and a ball's loose in the lane. Picked up by Avery Roten. She'll dribble up the right side. Got to get out of traffic. Left side, Williamson going to take the jumper. Battles in for two, 39-32, 6 minutes to go. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. North Henderson will take their second timeout of the game with 5:55 to go. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Picking the player of the game for this one's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough because they're doing a good job tonight. Better than, you know, like you said, the first half, you know, they were on fire. Man, look, three threes right there in the first. At first half, you know, for the girls, that was
and the thing is, that, you know, they're taking some shots. Of course, their foot's been on the line the last couple of times, so they've only counted for two. But, you know, let's think about some of those games. It's like we couldn't get them to take an outside shot.
Right.
They were so focused on trying to push the ball down low. And the inbound Love gets cut off in the lane by Roten, and Forbes should have to kick it out. Talida for three. And just that can tighten things up quickly. Schick goes down. High post, Williamson banks it in.
Good answer right there.
You're right. Way to come back. Down your lead is 6. 5.5 to go. Love works left. Cut off Williamson out. Motley, corner shot, won't go. Going to go off of Watkins out of bounds, and good call. North going to challenge the inbound here, and we're going to get a whistle. And Coach Sutton going to take a timeout to counter this new press on the inbound with 5:17 to go. Mountaineers up 41-35, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. And Coach Sutton there with the clipboard drawing up something to work out this pressure that North Henderson now are going to try to put on the inbound.
And we might want to mention as well, Friday night's game has been moved back to Thursday night.
We will be
at West.
We will be back on the air Thursday night instead of Friday. School's trying, I think Pisgah, I heard, move their game up too. I think probably the whole conference will. Trying to get ahead of potential weather issues this weekend. So we'll be back on the air in our third straight trip to Henderson County Thursday night instead of Friday at West Henderson. Schick with a layup up and over. Won't go. Rebound Roten. Schick in the lane to Williamson. Hit Forbes low. Hook shot. Won't go. Gets her own rebound. Couldn't get it to go. Williamson down here. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Got good looks at the basket. Just could not get it to get on the right side of the rim.
And jump ball will stay with Mountaineers.
Wells to inbound baseline. Williamson's open. Got it. Good screen by Roten. Williamson's going to pull up, take the shot, wouldn't go. Wells with the rebound low. Tried to go up with it. Got blocked. Gets a rebound. Kicks it out. Roten will take the shot. Pushed it a little hard. Rebound by Sarah Love, and Sarah with a little bump there, clearing her out some room down low.
And you know, the thing about Avery on that shot, she had time to set herself.
Yeah, she kind of pushed it a little hard, rushed it. Motley with the ball, goes in the lane, and Forbes comes down with it. Outlet to Roten, 4:13. No need to be in any big hurry here. Mountaineers up by 6, 4:09 to go. Let's get across set, opening in the lane for 6. She drives in, kicks it out to Forbes, and Vesper moved too many feet at once. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Mountaineers up by 6. And we're going to get a sub in, number 14. That's Kennedy Drake, senior guard, first we've seen of her tonight. Going to give Watkins a break, and that's a little interesting here. Mountaineers up with a 6-point lead. Need to take a look at that. They try to go down. Love kicks it out. Drake took the shot from way outside. Motley blocked by Roten. But it'll go out of bounds, and North Henderson will keep the basketball.
Good job by Avery right there blocking that.
Wiley looking to inbound. Finally goes long. Ooh. Love almost off balance there. Lida for three. Won't go. Roten rebound. Collides with Love. Hannah Love will come and defend. They get it down across court. Wells left wing. Looking inside. Screen set by Williamson. They go low. Trying to get Williamson working on Drake. Couldn't get it to go. And kind of got underneath the basket a little too tight. Motley to bring it down. So Mountaineers missed their last three shots here. Motley cross court pass. Love going to take the three. Way too strong. Lida gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Motley. Over to Love. They'll swing it right to Drake. Back to Love at the point. Looking inside, trying to find an opening there with Sarah Love. And Forbes will, ooh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Forbes tried to get a hand and guard off Love, Sarah Love, and she just slapped her arm out of the way. Ooh, got to be careful. Bank, turn, off the rim, won't go Williamson. And Forbes and Love starting to have a little,
Nice little battle here.
Well, as they broke away to go down the floor, there was a little slap, slap as they went. Roten, Come on. Almost a double dribble. Lost the handle when she went in the lane. It's going to be interesting to watch this battle down low. Now Love and Williamson, and we're going to get another timeout call by North Henderson here with 2:22 to go. Mountaineers still up by six. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. So, looks like both coaches getting boards and drawing.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is every time Tuscola's taking it down these last two possessions, I feel like they could almost put a dagger in it right now and it would go up by 8 and even 10. But it's just not happened.
Just forcing it a little bit, rushing a little bit, and there's no need. They've got a six-point lead.
Right.
Work, get that good shot.
Work a little time off the clock and then take that good shot.
No need to be in any hurry.
Because what we need to do is put the pressure on North where they've got to push it up hard and you know, maybe even have a couple of turnovers.
So Sarah Love comes out. Watkins back in, and a jumper from the corner is good. So Watkins now back in the game. Kennedy Drake stays in. Sarah Love will come out and get a break. Wells brings it down left side. Motley trying to defend. Screen set by Forbes. Down here's up by three after the three-point basket. Roten on the cut. Puts the shot. Count the basket, nice. And she'll go to the line.
Big play right there by Avery Roten. That's going to put her to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
Coach Sutton going to take another timeout here.
Under two right here, yeah. You need to draw something up right here, offensively and defensively, because don't want to have no send them. You know, we've done a really good job foul-wise because we've only given up one, you know, foul so far here in the fourth.
Of course, North Henderson with only one foul also.
It has been a very...
Well, if you just look at the foul totals, it's been a very clean game.
It has.
But if you watch the action inside the lane, and that's the thing, though. We get a game like this tonight, and it's rare.
Right.
And it will go three games, and we'll see every little...
There'll be a lot of whistles.
A lot of touch stuff. And you know, they've been letting the girls inside.
Right.
Bang and beat. And you know, be interesting to see how the boys' game turns out.
Yeah, it's been one of those deals that, you know, we've come to a basketball game and a
hockey match
fight broke out.
So, Roten to the line. And all the Mountaineers are back defensively. And, good. Oh, the free throw is good. That's big. Puts the Mountaineers back up by six, under two to go. So Hannah Love kicks it out. Drake from the corner won't go. Motley with a rebound. She'll pull it back. Wells still on Watkins defensively. Forbes kind of patrolling the lane. Kind of a box and one here for Tuscola. Motley
there we go.
Trying to save the out of bounds. It'll go to Julia Wells. And now's the time with a minute 30 to kind of – he's telling her to foul and finally – Motley almost hugged her a couple of times, and finally we get a whistle. And that's going to get Sarah Love up off the bench, so we'll see how this goes. Drake will come out. Kennedy Drake, kind of an interesting combination. Post player, but also got a shot. Motley going to draw the foul as
think was Vesper not set?
Forbes, apparently not. That's her third. I think she kind of plowed through Motley. Light a shot in the lane, won't go. But a foul inside, and all of a sudden it's getting iffy. So light of the line to shoot two. Minute 16 to play. Third team foul on Tuscola. First one's no good. Second one on the way. No good. Got a lane violation.
That's big.
So Mountaineers still up by six.
There we go. Good job.
Inbounds to Julia. Oh, got to be careful.
Man.
Roten wanting to set a screen and moved into it. And we're going to get a whistle as Wells tries to drive to the corner.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Hannah Love had fouled Julie here, but they never called it. And that's when she used Avery right there for that.
And we're going to get another timeout by Tuscola. At a minute and seven to go, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. And glad to see the Tuscola cheer squad back after a trip to Concord in the cheerleading championships. Yeah, that was a little scary right there, Roten.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the fact she wanted to set the screen, but you can't slide into it. You got to set your feet and let it happen. If it don't, it don't. And really don't need a foul in the backcourt.
No.
Because we've got still got one to give. Both teams with three now, so each with one to give before the bonus. So that's leaves Tuscola now with one timeout and a minute seven to play. Up by six. Wells in. Roten shot wouldn't go. Rebound Love, and then Roten will draw the foul. And that was just retaliation after getting out rebounded. So Coach Sutton will send Schick up to challenge the inbound, and so North will call for some help. The four Mountaineers will drop back. So Wells still on Watkins. Love going to drive. Cut off by Kendall Williamson. The corner shot. Ooh, light is no good. Williamson, good box out. We're going to get a foul. Wow. We're going to call that on Watkins.
Wow.
Back and in to Forbes. So that'll be the fourth foul. And they put it on the wrong side. There we go.
Yeah, get it in.
Roten looking. Don't shake. Just gets it into Wells. Tied up. Comes down with it. Gives it over to Roten. Roten will work left side. Motley tried to steal. Knocks it out of bounds. 45 seconds to play. Just need another basket here to feel better about the end. Wells. Ooh, what an opening. And, oh, man. There was nobody in the lane.
No.
Wells saw it, too. She was headed that way. Motley reached and fouled.
I had a feeling that foul was coming. So this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
Wells will miss the first. Tough one. Second one's good. That might help. 45-38, 40 seconds to go. Down here's need. Next one will be the bonus ball tip. Forbes got a hand on it. Finally gets it to Roten. Good defensive effort by Vesper Forbes, I'm telling you. And Motley going to foul as Roten crosses midcourt. So that'll send Avery Roten to the line with 25.6 seconds to go. The Mountaineers up by seven. So things starting to look a little better.
Yeah, if she can, like to see her hit both of these.
First one, no good.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576 at WPTL.
Second one on the way is good. 46-38, 25.6 to go. Motley into Love. Hannah Love brings it down. You got to watch the three now. Left side, Motley's going to take it. Short, rebound Wells. Julia going to push it up the floor. Going to get a foul from behind by Hannah Love. Thought she had the steal with 12.2, and I think maybe we're okay.
I believe you are correct, sir.
This one's tough. Wells to the free throw line. First one's good. Segment up and on the way. Rolls off. 47-38, up by nine, 10 seconds to go. Hannah Love brings it down into the lane, kicks it out, the long shot, Lida no good. Staten will come down with it. Cross court, Lida will take the last shot, and it's no good. And the Lady Mountaineers with a 47-38 win tonight. On the North Henderson's home court. We'll be back right after this.
Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Halftime show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. We're coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. And great win. Both girls' teams winning tonight. Tuscola, I believe 47-38. No, I think it was 47. 47-38, and the JV girls won tonight, 44-37. And we got boys basketball action coming up for you next. And just great job by the girls tonight. They really focused and played well together.
They did. They did a great job tonight. Of course, like Coach Sutton said, it was a little bit of a change. And, listen, sometimes change is good. And tonight was a good change for the girls, a different type of pace for them. They did a great job. Like I said, I thought, having Gwyneth back tonight was a big plus for the girls because took all that pressure of Julia having to always bring the ball down. And listen, she even got a few shots off herself, Gwyneth did, and did a good job coming in down there to, Giant Land.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It was a great all-around team effort tonight compared to what we've seen where maybe folks got a little frustrated the last couple of games and maybe didn't quite put out the best effort they could.
Right.
Everybody played well. Kendall Williamson worked hard. They were able to get the ball into her at times tonight. Vesper Forbes defensively rebounding, played tough down inside tonight on Watkins, and then they kind of did a switch on defense, took Forbes off of her, put Wells on her. Wells probably, let's face it, more athletic.
Right.
And basically kind of looked like they were running kind of a box and one on her, and that kind of took Watkins out of the game. She couldn't get a decent shot. Worried about Motley there. She made some hits and three-pointers in the first half, but kind of cooled off in the second, and that really helped Tuscola's girls with a win tonight. So
the crazy thing about Motley's shot, it was like a flat shot. There was no arc on it from the – but, man, I tell you what, she knew how to – that first half, she did a good job for them hitting the threes, but cooled off that second half when I think put a little pressure on it.
But, Gwyneth Schick bringing the ball up, that's a new thing. Took Horton out. Horton started, but when they ran that rotation of Schick and Wells able to move over to the two and make things happen with the basketball.
Right.
Schick, as you said, starting to show some trust and being able to bring the ball up effectively for Tuscola, and that was just a really big win for them tonight. Of course, they beat North Henderson, and, we didn't even really hit touch on this much, but, that was a close, hard-fought game at Tuscola. Tuscola won by one, and I came in tonight worrying, North going to be wanting revenge for that game. They had a chance. They thought they had it won and didn't.
Yeah.
And I was a little worried tonight, but the Tuscola Mountaineers may be playing one of the, at least as far as we've seen, working their games so far. Best effort so far this season.
Yeah. Proud of the girls tonight. That was a great win. Especially, I know they were disappointed Friday night over at East because, like you said, at the beginning of the broadcast, and we've said several times, they're very comparable to each other.
Have been the last couple of years. Yeah. They've been very close games, both games each season. And you could feel it. And just East gave them a different effort on Friday night. They, defensively particularly, they were strong. They were physical. But tonight we saw physical from our girls.
We did.
Vesper starting to step up. Got tough there in the lane. And she and Sarah Love kind of had some battles down there tonight.
Yeah, got a little handsy.
Yep, got a little handsy. Got a little used some arms and back and legs, and both of them working for position. And it was an interesting battle to watch down low. And that's the thing about where we're at here at North Henderson, down here on the floor, more towards the end in the corner. We get to kind of see some stuff down low we don't get to see in some of the other places we work.
Right, when we're sitting up in a, we'll be in a crow's nest. Thursday night, but when we're up high, we see a lot, and especially at home. But the good thing about being home is we're sitting at midcourt and we can see everything. But
Well, speaking of the crow's nest, just a little reminder, due to the threatening weather coming in this weekend, I know Pisgah's moved their game up. We've moved our game up Friday night at West Henderson. We'll be playing that on Thursday, so you can join us back here on Tuscola Sports Radio on Thursday. We'll come back with more for the boys' game right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, checking in on the quad meet there at Pisgah wrestling tonight. It appears Pisgah's won their part of it over Smoky 75-6. So the Bear wrestling program keeps rolling right along. Boys basketball action coming up here in about 3 minutes. North Henderson led by head coach Justin Paris. They're currently 12-5, 4-3. They've lost three conference games so far to Pisgah East and Franklin, which kind of been the tougher upper part of the division now for a while. They split with Hendersonville this year. They beat Smoky at home Friday night, 75-64. Their leading scorer is Titus Moore. Both he and Braden Hudson right now tied at 14.3 points per game. So a lot of scoring coming out of those two guys.
Yeah, and that Hudson kid, man, you talk about a big presence up under the basket.
Hudson also the leading rebounder now with just a little bit over nine. And then Titus Moore comes in with about half that, 5.1 rebound. And then Jameer Patel, third leading scorer for North Henderson, coming in now averaging 10.7 points per game. Tuscola currently 2-14, 1-6 in the conference. Their last win was on New Year's Eve versus Northside Christian in the Christmas tournament that was played here at North Henderson. They won that game 65-60. They lost to East Henderson Friday night 76-49. Chouinard still the leading scorer, up to 18.1 points per game. Bryce Ferguson coming in with 15. So Bryce's average starting to come up a little bit. 15.1 points per game. He's also our third leading rebounder, averaging 4.3 rebounds per game. And Stonewall Strickland, who was our player of the game Friday night, he's averaging 7.5 points per game. Jet Bartley, a leading rebounder still with 8.2, and Anthony Massey coming in with 5.3. And it's time for our keys to the game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage. With two players out there averaging a total of almost 30 points a game, going to have to get a whole lot more scoring effort on our side tonight to keep up with that kind of effort from North Henderson. And I look, as we said, Chouinard, he's going to need to get back up around that 20 average he's been having early in the season, but we need Bryce to step in and Strickland too. We've got to get more production out of those two if we're going to hang in here against North Henderson tonight.
Right, and, you know, the thing is, you know, after talking to, you know, Scotty Setzer and stuff, and, you know, we both know him, you know, even Hayden, bringing Hayden off the bench, you know, some that if he can get hot and start making some shots, that's going to take a lot of pressure off of Gavin and Bryce right there to let them be able to score a little bit more too. So I think a lot's going to have to happen tonight for the Mountaineers, but I mean they can stay in this game.
So number 20, who we did not have his number for Tuscola, looks like he's one of the JVs. He's back up again, dressing again tonight for Tuscola.
That's Brennan Sutton.
Okay. He played a little bit late on Friday at East Henderson. And I can't believe they're running through this spiel again. You only have to do it once. I'll summarize it for you. Everybody be nice speech from Chapel Hill. And normally you do it once before the girls' game, and it's supposed to set in for everybody. But we get a repeat. So Tuscola starting tonight looks like it'll be Chouinard, Strickland, Bartley,
Bryce
Ferguson, and is that
looks
Massey?
Like Anthony Massey.
It's pretty much the same starting five Tuscola's had so far this season. On the other end, looking like going to be. Braden Hudson, Jameer Patel, can't see the other numbers there. We'll just have to wait till they come out on the floor.
Yeah, so I'm assuming the lights are going to go out again.
Yep, which means I won't be able to read. And there we go. You know, I've tried getting on Max Preps on this thing, and whenever I pull up the screen, it wipes out the it didn't used to do that. It wipes out the connection. So I
really,
because I thought it'd be nice to have rosters, just pull rosters up off Max Preps or schedules. But and it used to let me do it, but not now. Have to talk to the IT people about that. So number two, Patel. Coach Sutton stopping by the table to talk with us for just a minute. Just a heck of an effort for the girls tonight.
It was a great effort.
And he said, we slowed it down. We got better on the passing, and that was the things they were looking to do, and it worked. Other starters tonight, 22, Cameron Case. Number three, Titus Moore. And number 24, Will Paris. For North Henderson. So Bartley will step in for Tuscola. Titus Moore will step in the center jump circle for North Henderson. As we get ready to get underway with boys basketball action here at North Henderson. Ball is up. Moore will control it back to Hudson. Over to Paris. Back to Moore. Hudson, top of the key, will take three off the front of the rim. Moore with the rebound. Kicks it back out. Patel. Jahmyr Patel. Not to be confused with Jahal Patel on our squad. Right side. Paris gives it over to Case. They'll go low, working on Massey. That's Paris. He'll kick it back out. Case, the jumper won't go. Ball tipped back in the hands of Jet Bartley. Will Paris tried to tip it out, and Bartley there to reel it in. Ferguson with the ball. In the high post, Bartley looks low. Now on the wing. Strickland in the corner. Massey. Massey tried to get it in the lane. It's tipped and stolen by Patel. Shot up. Basket's good. Knights lead 2-0. We've played a minute here at North Henderson. Strickland hits Chenard, the pull-up, the jumper's nice. Good for two in the lane. Tied at two.
Good shot right there by Gavin.
Patel's going to tie his shoe here on the transition. They go high post into Hudson. Outside now to Paris. To Moore. Hudson now feeds Patel, sets the screen. Patel will pull it back, top of the key, reset. Right side, that's Case. Over in the corner, Hudson will dribble out. Patel, he'll swing left. Paris, Case, ball fake. Chenard out there on him. They go low. Moore tried to body up, kicks it out to Hudson. And the long jumper by Case from the right side, no good. Rebound, Bryce Ferguson. Chenard. Lost the handle. Picked up by Cameron Case. He'll feed Patel. The layup is good. 4-2. A little interesting here. I thought North might try to put a little pressure on early, but they're letting the Mountaineers bring it up. We're going to pick up at the half court. Into Strickland. Into the lane. Crossover won't go. Ball's loose. And tied up as Strickland fell on that thing like a grenade. Mountaineers will keep the ball on the possession arrow. 5:31 here in the first. Inbound to Chenard on the wing. Goes up, blocked from behind, and a foul going to be called on Cameron Case. Should send Chenard to the line.
And it does. And it's this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
Chenard to the line, takes a deep breath. Takes another deep breath. Shot is up and no good. Second one's on the way. It's good. Knights still lead 4-3 here in the first quarter. Patel brings it down for North Henderson. Works to the left. Looks inside. They'll get over to Moore. They try to go low on the cut. Patel cut off, and a ball stolen by Strickland. Strickland in the lane. Ooh, lays it in. Yeah. I thought they were going to get him for the walk, but Mountaineers up 5-4. Ooh, Case almost walked.
High school Euro step.
Didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is. Hudson down on the baseline, looking to back down Bartley. They go into Paris, and he'll cross over and go around behind Massey, and the basket's good. 6-5, Knights in the lead. Ferguson, head fake, gets it down on the left corner. Chouinard trying to get it over to Strickland, and some contact, and the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Tuscola. Ferguson on the inbound. Gets it into Massey. Back to Ferguson. Ah, ooh, kick ball violation. That was a lucky break on Ferguson. I'm not real sure where he was planning on going with that ball.
I'm not either.
Chase Perkins in the game now for Tuscola. Ooh, that was tough pass in the lane. Shot by Strickland's good on the inbound, and he'll okay, I was going to say we were all walking away. I thought, wait a minute, we got a foul shot here. Strickland will go to the line to shoot one. Stonewall Strickland for Tuscola. They've not given us our points yet. And free throw is no good. It should be 8-7. We're back to problems on the table. Paris out to Moore. And there's a kid down here on the sideline. Keeps getting awfully close.
Yeah, he's teetering on that close to the painted floor line.
Patel in the corner. Moore thought about it. Swings it around. He looks like my granddaddy watching wrestling. Paris to Moore in the corner. Patel going to take the J. Now off the rim. No good. And Moore just skied over everybody. Got the rebound. Kicks it out. Paris drove. Couldn't get it to go. Hudson follows with a rebound and sticks it in. Moore can fly. Now Port scores table has no idea who's guest and who's home. It's now our score's right, their score's wrong. Should be 10-7 or 9-7.
There we go.
No, 10-7.
That was a three.
And now it should be 10-10.
This three-point shot was sponsored by a four-year contract.
It shows 10-8. Mountaineers in the lead, but I think it's 10-10. Hudson, top of the key, won't go. Ferguson with a rebound.
Score table must have got another text.
Yep. High post entry pass into Chouinard. He'll kick it back out. Strickland will take the three. I thought it got tipped by Moore. The basket's good. 13-8.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Under three to play here in the first. They hit Moore down low. Now they go to Paris. Turnaround. He's cut off. Ferguson. Ooh. And yep. We got a foul. Let's see who they're going to call it on. It's on Tuscola.
I believe he held up a 1-2.
Ferguson kind of reached in from behind as Strickland had cut Paris off at the baseline.
First team foul, Bryce Ferguson's first foul.
Paris's first free throw is good. Braden Hudson will get a breather. As number zero, Luke Hill, a 6'5 senior in the game. For North Henderson, Paris' the second free throw is good. There we go.
Wow. Good try.
Moore tried to take the inbound, and now we're going to get a whistle. And we stop play. I'm not real sure what that was about. We'd gotten the ball in. I don't care that that's the scores table's fault. Long pass to Strickland, feeds. Chase Perkins lays it in. 15-10. Mountaineers still with the lead. I guess the score's right. Maybe 15.
It is on our half. It is correct. I'm not sure. I'm like you. I'm not sure their side.
Maybe
is.
12, but we'll let them figure it out. Moore into the lane, tries to cross over, hangs in the air, shot won't go. Good follow by Hill on a rebound, and he's fouled.
Jet Bartley getting his first foul.
Yeah. 2:22 in the first. Looks like Massey and Setzer to check in, and now.
Not exactly.
Now we've got a conference at the table. Now the officials are over talking to Coach Messer.
Kind of hard to tell.
Not sure what the discussion is about. We appear to have power.
Right.
Coach Messer does not appear extremely happy with what's going on.
I don't know if something was set off of the bench because he turned around.
So
looked kind of just not very happy.
So now Luke Hill, finally we're going to get to shoot some free throws here. Had no idea what that was all about. Hill's first is good. And so Massey will check in for Bartley. Setzer still sitting there, so assuming he wouldn't be going in for the shooter because we're not shooting.
Yeah.
I'm not real sure what this is about. Now he gets to come in for Perkins.
Yeah, okay.
That is strange. I don't know if the substitute involved him. Must have been a technical foul called. That's the quietest technical I've ever seen.
Yeah, and
no signal announcement from the PA announcer, which we're probably all better off. But. It's both what we assume are technical free throws. This is he's back. He's alive. All right, inbound. And, of course, with the technical, which is what we assume happened, North Henderson keeps the basketball down by one, 2:12 to go here in the first quarter. Down low, Morrill kick it back out to number one, Ezekiel Ibarra in the game now. They get Moore in the lane, cross. Oh, Strickland got a little block from behind. Moore comes down with a rebound and then I think loses it out of bounds.
You know, they've not thrown a number up there with a foul, so I'm wondering if it's not on the bench, the technical is the only thing I can figure. But I know considering what we've seen so far from the table.
Inbound to Setzer. He'll get it to Strickland. Chouinard now going to pull up, take the jumper. Rolls on the rim, won't go. Strickland fighting for the ball and fought too hard. And that's going to go on Strickland. His first, team third, we think. Minute 45. Mountaineer still up by one. Ibarra to the left side. Patel works into the lane. Dipsy-Doo can't get it. Follows his own shot and puts it in. Knights back in the lead, 16-15. Now they're going to put pressure on Ferguson. Gets it to Strickland, feeds Chouinard, crossing midcourt, pulls back, gets it to Ferguson. Into the lane to Chouinard. Pulls up, top of the key, won't go. Gets his own rebound. Works, got bumped. Ball's out of bounds and stays with Tuscola.
Patel stepped on the line right there.
Ooh, somebody's bringing cupcakes, I think. Inbounds. Ferguson, way back to Chouinard. Well, there were cupcakes.
I was going to say, that may be singular. There
and
might be one.
Some no, semblance of maybe a big cookie.
Cookie cake.
Shot, no good. Rebound. Josh York in the game now. Gets it to Luke Hill. So a whole only starter out there. Well, Patel's out there, and Braden Hudson's back in the game. So going kind of with a double Twin Towers look. They go low, trying to get it down to Hill, and we get a whistle. Ball rolls out of bounds. That's going to get Bartley back up in the game with all that size. Bryce Ferguson will check out. And North now will sub in Cameron Case back in the game, and Ibarra will come out. Ezekiel Ibarra, he's been a thorn in our side for a couple of years. Hook shot by Hudson won't go, followed by Hill won't go, and now we got a whistle inside.
Oh.
And that'll go on Bartley. His second.
That's two here in the first quarter on Jet.
He had made it almost 6 minutes. And they're going to call that a shooting foul, and Hill will go to the line. And the first one's no good. Bryce Ferguson back in the game for Bartley. Titus Moore in for North Henderson in place of Josh York. Hill's second free throw is good. 17-15, 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Strickland looking to get it across, feeds it to Ferguson. They go into corner to Massey. He'll swing it out. Strickland got up. Ball was blocked by Hudson. Rebound Chouinard. Kicks it out. Bryce Ferguson hangs in the air. Won't go. Follows his shot.
Wow.
Still can't get it to go. Rebound Braden Hudson. This is when you start getting them packed in tight like that, you got to get an outside shot developed. Patel works right. Tried to hit Hudson low, and we got bodies on the floor. Patel for North and Bryce Ferguson for Tuscola. 0.8 of a second. Going to be a hard one to make. On the inbound. Ferguson will get the long shot. Drops short. North Henderson takes a 17-15 lead going into the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box as we start the second quarter. And Branson, if you'd ask Coach Messer, would you like to be down 17-15? At the end of one, he would probably say yes.
Henderson. I guarantee it because first game, did we not have a running clock in that first one in the conference game against them?
And the corner, Case, shot, no good. Bartley with a great rebound. Bryce Ferguson going to bring it down for Tuscola. Strickland tried to hit Bartley in the corner and put a little too much zip on it. It'll go out of bounds. Tuscola basketball is brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Ibarra back in the game now for North. He'll bring it down. Goes into the lane, kicks it out. Hudson, the jumper outside, won't go. Great rebound, Bryce Ferguson. Alice to Shenard. Gavin back to Ferguson on the right side. Ferguson pulls up down in the corner to Bartley. Going to get double teamed. He'll feed it back out to Strickland. Strickland had to go get it. Stonewall, Shenard, right elbow for two. We're tied again. 6:44 to go here in the second. Mountaineers keeping it tight. Titus Moore picks up his dribble on the left side of the lane. Tries to hit Hudson low post, and we're going to get a foul on the floor as Hudson tried to put a spin move and head for the basket.
So,
nope, actually.
Is that on Strickland?
I think he must have dribbled it off of.
Wow.
Went out of bounds because they never signaled a foul to the table, which that may not mean anything.
Yeah.
Knights back up on the inbound basket, 19-17. Strickland, Bartley, and Bartley going to. Tried to chase from behind, and Paris will step out of bounds. And they got to be careful. Bartley, giving Bartley that ball on the outside, he's usually not going to shoot it, and they're trying to trap him just as fast as he can get it. Strickland gets it into Massey to Shenard. They're double-teaming the ball, and outside to Strickland. He'll take the shot, won't go, follows, gets his own rebound. Tried to drive in the lane. He's going to get tripped up. We got a whistle. That's going to go on Cameron Case, I believe. Ferguson on the inbound. Bartley will take the shot, and that's what I was talking about. Case drives, and a great. Great job, Anthony Massey, drawing the charge there on Cameron Case. I was getting ready to figure we didn't get it. I did too,
but.
Just how things go. 21-17. Now, Ferguson drives baseline, puts up a shot. He's fouled. That should send him to the line. Well, now they've changed it back.
Right. And with him going the free throw line, this shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
19-17 is the score after they threw 21 up there for just a second or two. Big text came in. We had to take it. Ferguson misses the first one. Second one won't go either.
Got to hit those guys.
Hudson with a rebound. He'll feed to Ibarra. And here's down by two. To Patel, works right side of the lane, goes up and around and in, and we got a whistle inside. How bad of a foul could it have been if he made the basket?
I believe that's on Anthony Massey.
Yep.
His first, team second, potentially.
Patel to the line for the and one. It's good. 22-17. 5.5 to go here in the second. Bryce Ferguson going to push it down. Faked a shot over to the left and just ran in. Hudson just stuck the paw out there and hung him up.
Huh.
Jump ball stays with Tuscola. Strickland back in now for Massey. Ferguson gets it inbound, and Strickland got a good look at the basket that kind of sloughed off of him after he got the inbound, and he'll make the basket. 22-19. North still in the lead. Ibarra brings it down for the Knights. Patel now on the point. Left wing, Moore looks inside. Luke Hill in now, high post. He'll kick it back out. Down low, Hudson Strickland got a hand on it. They tip it back to Moore. Moore goes up, dumps it out to Ibarra on the wing, and he'll lose it going out of bounds.
And it looked like he took three steps right there as he was driving in again.
Two, three. What's a step? Strickland will bring it down for Tuscola as we go under five here in the half. Going to work left. Hands it off Bartley. He'll hand it to Chouinard. Tried to set a screen for him. Chouinard up into the lane. Hangs and it goes. 22-21. Mountaineers hanging in here. Moore to Ibarra. He'll bring it down to the left side of the court. Hayden Setzer out there. Barr goes around. Dumps it low. Hill won't go. Off the rim. Rebound Bartley. Chouinard. Oh, got up in the air. It was tipped. He able to come back down with it. Setzer from the corner. Oh. Won't go. Off the rim. Rebound Moore. Titus Moore will take off for North. Works around Strickland at midcourt. Into the lane. Left-handed layup. Won't go. Strickland tried to tap it, but there was nobody to tap it to, and Ibarra comes down with it. In the left corner, Moore working on Bryce Ferguson. Baseline pass, got tipped. Strickland with a steal. Stonewall brings it across. Over to Chouinard. Spins into the lane.
Ooh.
Gets tackled by Moore. They called a charge on Chouinard.
Looks like that arm got up around his head.
And Chouinard will take a break. Chase Perkins in the game for Tuscola. Down by one, 3:47 to go here in the second quarter.
That's Gavin's first team third here.
Patel kicks it out in the corner. Luke Hill will take it, and it's too strong. And a rebound by Jaden Gunner in the game, and they feed it down low, and a layup by, couldn't tell. And that was by Patel. Hill and Patel were both around the ball, and it was kind of hard. Patel, I mean, Hill's so big, he kind of blocked out Patel. 24-21. Knights in the lead. Bryce Ferguson will go up with a shot, get stuffed, but he's fouled.
So it is, yes, it is going to send him to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
So Ferguson to the line by himself. The other four Mountaineers will go back and talk to assistant coach Zach Shepard. Ferguson's first free throw rolls a bit but goes in. Second one's on the way and is good. Knights still with a one-point lead, 3:14 to go here in the second quarter. Patel brings it down for North. Hill motion. And Luke Hill will come up high. Sets the screen. They'll kick it in the right corner. Brayden Hudson missed it. Rebound Moore. Strickland went up and missed time the jump. Jaden Gunner's shot no good. Hill will follow with a putback. It won't go. Chase Perkins with a rebound for Tuscola. Strickland will bring it down for the Mountaineers. Works left into the lane, and holy Moses, Titus Morgan elevated and blocked the shot. Moore saw that one coming. Timed it perfectly and got some big air. But Mountaineers still only down by one. Chouinard will bring it down. Gives it over to Strickland. Looking to trap at midcourt. Long pass and just way over Setzer's head. Knights will walk it down. Patel directs traffic as he crosses midcourt. Hudson drives the right side, spins, shot, goes. 26-23, North in the lead. And we'll get a whistle and a timeout by Coach Messer with 2:01 to go here till halftime. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. So Mountaineers only down by three.
Yeah, right here.
I mean, that block shot looked pretty, but, I mean, it's still a tight ball game.
And, you know, like you said earlier, you know, now with 2 minutes to go before halftime, still only down three, you know Coach Messer's got to see, be thinking, hey, this is not too bad. They're slowly improving on this.
Control the tempo here a little bit in these last 2 minutes and you know, try to keep this thing. If you can't get the lead, at least try to keep it where it's at. Chouinard will inbound to Bryce Ferguson. Yeah, they're going to come out and trap. Ferguson got excited. Bartley, as they North tried, did a little jump attack and left Bartley wide open under the basket, and Bryce just had way too much gas on it and went out of bounds. Bohr into the lane, shifts, dumps it out in the corner. Gunner going to take the shot, won't go. Hudson tips. Him and Hill are actually fighting each other for the ball. And somehow amongst all that, it allegedly went off of Bartley. And I think Coach Messer is kind of questioning that, how amongst all those white jerseys did one black jersey knock it out of bounds. We got a sub as Josh York will check in and Jaden Gunner will come out for North Henderson. Inbound to Hudson, working on Bartley. Kicks it out. Luke Hill takes the jumper for three. And that's what you didn't want, was them expanding that lead a little bit here late before halftime.
Right. Need to answer right here and get what we can.
Strickland to Chouinard, and Patel will draw the foul. Bumping into Chouinard, trying to get the seal. Still, though, only the fourth team foul for North Henderson. Bryce Ferguson will check in for Chase Perkins. Ferguson directs him. Long pass to Setzer. They're trying to set him up in the corner to get that open shot, but North collapsing very quickly. Ball loose. Bartley kicks it out. Strickland loses it in the lane. We got bodies on the floor. Hudson's being drug up the court. Strickland's knocked nearly to the bleachers.
Could never get his foot, and he just kept rolling towards the.
And we part as friends. Everybody's smiling. And the ball goes on the arrow to North Henderson with a 1:06 to go. Josh York brings it down. They hit Hudson high post. Playing with his back to the basket. He'll dribble out, hand it to York. York going to drive into the lane. Ball tipped by Bartley. Ball's loose. Setzer got a hand on it. Tipped it to Strickland. Strickland, the jumper, too strong. Rebound York. Hudson on the other end goes and, kind of dunked. Ball, Chouinard. Tried to get it to Bartley. Does. Strickland hits Chouinard. Chouinard going up against Hill. Can't get it to go. Moore brings it down. 24 seconds and count. Oh, my gosh. Moore slips. Lands on his back. He appears to be okay. Gets up sort of grabbing his back and hobbling a little bit. That was scary. Did not hit his head. Got kind of tangled up and got up underneath a Mountaineer and a Knight on the floor, and air ball on the inbound by Hudson, and it'll go over to the Mountaineers. Stonewall Strickland will walk it down, 20 seconds to go. Knight's up 31-23. Going to try to pressure midcourt to get to Perkins. Oh, just blocked from behind by Luke Hill. 10.3 seconds to go in the half. Ball will stay with Tuscola. And Perkins will come out. Massey in the game for Tuscola. Chouinard and
nice
inbound.
Play.
Good inbound. Moore going to take the last shot. Count to three. That'll make it 34-25 as we go to the half here at North Henderson. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. It's time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Julia Wells. Are you looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. And, Julia, we really had a hard time tonight selecting our player of the game because it was a great overall effort by the Lady Mountaineers tonight.
Yes, yeah, it was. It was really good. I'm proud of the girls.
We talked to Coach Sutton before the game. He said, you guys, we're going to make some changes. He said, look, we're going to slow the tempo up a little bit. We're going to be more methodical. And obviously it worked. The other thing we noticed, Gwyneth Schick came in. You kind of moved over to the two spot. That freed you up to make plays. You weren't having to handle the ball and try to make plays. And is that kind of what came out of this practice session yesterday? Or
yeah, we're just trying to, like, adjust. So sometimes we had number two, who was making a lot of the points.
Right.
And so we had to adjust to that. And so I was like, okay, G, you're going to take the ball up, and I'm going to go guard their posts.
Yeah,
and
that's
what
and
we
that,
needed at the
that
time.
Was the other thing defensively we saw that you Vesper, I think, was on her originally. That was Watkins, number two. Vesper was on her, you know, kind of a size-on-size thing. But your athleticism made it able, and, of course, I think Watkins was probably their best athlete. We thought maybe you were trying to kind of run a box and one on them there for a little while.
We were, yes.
And but you did a great job, and I noticed you were actually defending her with your back to the ball. You were never looking at the ball. You were looking at her the whole
time.
Nope,
she was what I was focused on, and I was like, you are not going to get this ball, and she didn't score the whole second half.
And that was a great job by you defensively. But like I said, great effort, best effort, I think, so far that we've been able to see. Now, there were some games we missed early in the year, so hadn't seen all your games this season, but just what we've seen, Branson and I, we agreed this was the best effort so far. You guys really did a great job. You kind of put some of that sloppiness behind you that maybe you had against Pisgah. And it's like Coach Sutton was telling us before the game, you know, y'all guys outscored Pisgah after the first quarter. It was just you got such a big hole in that game in the first quarter that it just was too hard to come back. And then East Henderson, and that was a little shocking to us because on Friday you guys in East have kind of been comparable score-wise, talent-wise, the last several years. And it just felt like, okay, this was a game on the road that perhaps we've got a good chance to take, and we just weren't able to ever really get on track.
Yeah. I definitely think for this game, our attitude was a big impact for the girls, like being hype, being encouraging for the team, and then also slowing the pace down and having, like, less turnovers, 13 turnovers total, I think definitely helped.
Oh, yeah.
And our rebounding was a little rough at the beginning, but we kind of cleaned it up. And so I think this was a good confidence booster game. East Henderson, we're going to put behind us because it was not a good game for anybody, really. So this coming, the rest of the season, we were like, okay, this is our halfway point. Like, we are going to hit it hard and we are going to grow and get better as
well.
A
this
team.
Gets you back. You had fallen under 500 for the first time. This gets you back at 500 at 7-7. Now, Friday, we were supposed to go to West Henderson. Everybody, I guess, is worried about the weather, so games are getting moved up. I know I'd heard earlier Pisgah's moved theirs up. I'm assuming maybe the whole conference did. But so now we get a short rest. We got to go back now on Thursday and play at West Henderson. What can we see? Can we see this kind of new offensive mindset, defensive mindset, as we go in on Thursday to Mills River?
Yeah, I think we definitely can. I think we're still trying to, like, calm the ball down, slow the ball down a little bit, play more our game, and not kind of what basketball has, like, become more into of, like, the fast pace. Defensive-wise, I think we're going to try to switch it up. We switched it up three times tonight. We played man. We did a box and one. We did 2-3 zone. And so I think that also really, like, confused North Henderson. So if we keep doing that, like, mid-game switches, like, it really gets them confused. And
get
so
them off
I think
balance.
We can do that for West Henderson. And then for offense, we can handle anything.
Well, and you know, Avery Roten kind of had a tough game Friday night, kind of bounced back. Kendall, big effort in the lane. She was getting passes. A couple of games, it seemed like maybe things were kind of being forced a little too much into her and causing some of those turnovers. But she pitched in. Vesper had a great game Friday night. Look, offensively, she's started, and we're noticing she's coming away from the basket a little bit more offensively.
Yes.
Not just trying to set up low and hope for that low post.
Yeah, she's been working around getting some more, like, outer shots, and I'm like, keep shooting. Like, shooters got to shoot.
And it's been going in for her. So, I mean, it's good to see, you know, I think sometimes we've watched and it's almost like the pressure's on you to kind of do this, you know, Julia's here, she'll do the scoring for us. And it's like, nah, everybody gets to score if you want to, right?
Yeah. And I think that's what was good, that the girls started, like, realizing that more, and especially when they started playing a box and one on us.
Yeah.
And they were face guarding me, but I went down to the post. I was like, I can post them up. Like, it's fine. And then I was like, guys, shoot it. Like, they're only targeting me right now. And that's when Gwyneth made a three, and Avery was shooting, and Kendall was shooting, and it was like, and it was green for everybody, and so it was awesome. I'm so proud of them.
Well, like I said, best effort we've seen so far. It was a great game. Coach Sutton came over right before the boys' introductions, and was, you could tell he was very excited, very happy. And we're glad for all you guys. We're very happy. Let's keep this thing rolling and get another win on Thursday night at West Henderson. Well, that's Julia Wells, our A1 Storage Player of the Game, with 15 points tonight. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll have more here at halftime. At North Henderson, this is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, it is the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737 and Branson with some scoring for you.
All right, first half, Stonewall Strickland ended up. He has 7 points. I have Chase Perkins down with 2. Gavin Chenard, I have down with 9, 10 points. And Bryce Ferguson, I have him down with 6.
So kind of a little balanced look tonight, scoring for Tuscola. Had a great game going there. We were down by about 3, and then Knights kind of kicked it in late there with about less than a minute to go. And pushed out to a 9-point lead at 34-25.
Right.
And this reminder, we will be back on the air Thursday night. The game Friday at West Henderson has been moved up to Thursday. So be sure and join us on Thursday night.
And so here,
I was going to say take a break, but we're going to run out of time. Yeah. So we're going to try to get one more break in. We'll have to take that one after the quarter as we're getting ready to get the players back out on the floor. They're ready to go. Coming out of halftime. In fact, they're going to cut it off with about 40 seconds left in halftime and go ahead and get this thing started back. Mountaineers down by 9. North Henderson with all 5 timeouts left. Tuscola's taken 1, so 4 timeouts remaining to start the second half. Tuscola will start with possession here in the second half. Shenard will inbound to Bryce Ferguson. Ooh, Shenard in the steal. Titus Moore's just quick. Goes behind the back and lays it in. No, he missed it. Brayden Hudson with the follow, though.
Hudson is not your typical. It's hard to believe he's an offensive lineman.
Inside, trying to get into Ferguson, and we're going to get a foul.
as we say his name. Yeah, Hudson with a foul right there.
He might be tight end material at the next level.
Could be, as big as he is.
Inbound. Oh, Strickland and Moore with another steal. That's twice now. Missed another layup. Shenard with a rebound. Hits Ferguson, feeds Bartley, looked away and got crossed up. I think Bartley got a little too excited as he was headed to the open basket. So the turnover back to North Henderson. That's twice now that Moore has gotten a steal and went in for what would think would be an easy layup, maybe even a dunk. And he's missed. Paris in the game. He'll high pass the alley-oop to Moore. Can't get it again. Wow. Strickland tips it back. Hudson will come down with it, though, and keep the possession for North. Cameron Case drives. Can't get it to go. North having all sorts of problems offensively around the rim here as we start the second half. Massey, ball fake.
Oh.
Tried to feed Strickland, and Patel just stepped in the middle of him. And
it's gonna be on. They're gonna. I think they're calling that one on Stonewall.
Yeah, Strickland with a little retaliation foul after the steal.
And that'll be his second, team first here in the third.
So Knights up now by 11. Here in the third quarter, he played about a minute and a half. Ferguson trying to stop Will Paris, and Paris will just drive and bank it in. Ferguson with the ball, spin move in the lane, tried to feed Bartley, and it'll go out of bounds.
Stay with the Mountaineers.
Off North Henderson. Chase Perkins will check in. Anthony Massey will check out. Bryce, long high pass. Strickland to Perkins, to Shenard. Shenard looking for an opening in the lane. Can't get it. He'll kick it out now in the corner to Strickland. Strickland will drive on Moore, loses the handle. Bartley tried to save it, but Patel will come down with it. Shenard got a hand on the ball, but Patel able to balance himself and make the layup. 40-25. This is
slowly getting
out of hand here. 5:49. Perkins trapped in the corner, gets it over to Shenard in the lane, pulls up, the runner won't go. Moore got the rebound, and it was tipped out of his hands. Ferguson will shoot from the corner for three. And a timeout by Coach Messer with 5:34 to go. Knights leading 40-28, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Yes, Mr. Branson.
I was going to say that last shot by Bryce Ferguson was sponsored by a Forger contractor. I thought you were done. That was my fault.
It's okay.
It's been one of those crazy days.
40-28, 5:34 to go here in the third. And the pace has definitely picked up.
we've been really lucky, to be honest with you, the way Moore's missed those first three throw or free
layups
right there. It could be a little bit worse right now.
And Titus Moore will bring it down for the Knights. Picks up his dribble as he crosses midcourt. Gets it over here to Cameron Case on the right wing. Hudson top of the key. He's not afraid to shoot. Tamor feeds in the lane, dumps out in the corner to Patel. The jumper rolls flat, won't go. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Chase Perkins. Spot throw in here by Patel on the inbound. Gets it in, and Hudson's jumper rolls it in. 42-28. Strickland to Ferguson, spins around Patel, but Patel's coming back for the steal. Chouinard, top of the key, shot won't go. Hudson with a rebound. Bartley got to be careful with two, and he waited. He hung around too long.
That's going to be Jets' third.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Case brings it down for North Henderson. To Patel, Moore on the wing. High post now into Hudson. Hands off. Patel drives the lane, kicks it out. To Moore, working right side, up and over Strickland. Right elbow shot. Little chatter as he goes down the floor. To Ferguson. Over in the corner. Perkins thought about it. Now to Chouinard. Back to Perkins. He'll drive baseline. Strickland open. Drives, frog leap, can't get it to go. Strickland gets his own rebound. Got trapped in the corner, stolen by Patel, and he'll lay it in. 46-28, Ferguson across midcourt, lost it from behind. Might have had a little help from Cameron Case. Ferguson just hooked Hudson as he drove up the middle of the lane. And I'm a little surprised that Bryce didn't go for a little further ride than what he did. He did not stay on for 8 seconds.
No. So I'm assuming they're calling that a flagrant.
That was an intentional foul. Okay. Yes, it was. Which means they'll get two shots in the ball here. It wasn't flagrant. He just was trying to keep him from driving in and scoring.
And holding on.
Reminds me of that old Ambrosia song. I keep holding on to yesterday. Yeah. Been a while. Hudson's second one's good. Pushes the lead to 20. And we're going to get a timeout now by North Henderson with 3:50 to go, up by 20. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. I was getting ready to say, surely we got more than two cheerleaders on the squad. This was a featured performance by the North Henderson squad.
Normally, we'll have several of ours go out, but we've not really been out on the court. I don't know how much we do. I'll do that on the road.
I don't know. I remember back earlier in the season against, what was it, Madison, we had almost like a cheerleader rumble.
Right.
On the inbound, the alley-oop and the dunk by Titus Moore. That was set up during the timeout, obviously. 50-28. Strickland trips as he goes in, dishes down in the lane to Chouinard. The shot, no good. Rebound by Will Parris. He'll bring it down himself. Elijah Hampton in the game now for Tuscola. Hayden Setzer out there on the wing on Moore. They dump it down to Parris, stripped by Hampton, but he's able to come back up with it. Parris shot no good, followed by Braden Hudson. His is no good, and eventually he'll stick it back. 52-28. Massey thought about going baseline. Long pass, skips out. Trying to hit Hampton, stolen by Patel. Reverse layup good. 54-28. To Chouinard. Pace is really picking up. Shot, no good. Rebound, Patel. Poked out by Chouinard. Oh. Massey and Paris on the floor go for it.
It'll be Mountaineer ball.
I believe it's Mountaineer ball. Stonewall Strickland will check out. Bryce Ferguson in for the Mountaineers. Massey.
There we go.
Down low, and the assist from Bryce Ferguson. So we got, instead of Massey Ferguson, we had Ferguson Massey. 54 to 30. 2:30 to go here in the third.
That would be the government name, right?
Yeah, they would mess it up. Swing it. Left. They go low to Patel. Got hung up. Feeds Hudson on the drive, and it's good. Ooh, we got pizza coming.
Wow.
Bless you, girls. 56 to 30. Is that what they got for throwing ducks on the sheet or what?
May have.
So I'm beginning to wonder if that was, maybe that wasn't a chicken. Maybe that was a duck we saw come in here.
Yeah. Earlier. See, where were we at? We were somewhere else earlier and they did the
toss.
Duck.
Yeah. Closest duck to the pin. I'm not sure. Hill in the lane, spins, kicks it out. Ibarra in the game. He'll pull up, take the jumper from the free throw line. Won't go. Setzer tried to get a hand on it. Luke Hill just outreached him. And a foul on Bryce Ferguson. Minute 53 to go. Luke Hill to the line. Fourth team foul on Tuscola. One so far for the Knights this quarter. First free throw is good. Jet Bartley will check back in for Tuscola. That's Bryce Ferguson's fourth foul. I don't know, but somebody needs to tell them they just missed their pizza delivery.
Right.
And second one's on the way. Good. Hill hits both. 58-30. And they're going to pressure hand to Hampton. He's trapped in the corner. Going to be stolen away by Ibarra. And then somehow Hampton came back up with it. And they'll feed it down in the corner.
And
that spin move, I couldn't tell who scored. 58-32.
That was Gavin Chouinard.
Chouinard. And Coach Messer going to take another timeout. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Minute 42 to go here in the third. You know, you'd never believe that with a minute to go before halftime, the Mountaineers were only down by three.
And
just third quarter here. Well, it got away with them there right before halftime. And they went from a three-point deficit to a nine-point deficit. And then North Henderson kicked on the Jets in the second half when they came out of the locker room. Of course, I imagine they got a little bit of a chewing.
I agree, because they did finish up that second quarter on a hot note.
Number five, York in the game. Ibarra now kind of going with a motion offense. In the corner, Luke Hill, jumper short. Raiden Hudson tucks in behind Bartley. Now they tried to dump it down the hill in the corner, and we got all sorts of people flying around. Got a timeout by Coach Paris to save the possession here with a minute 20 to go. And that will be their first time out of the game. Tuscola with two left. North Henderson taking their first. And what was a pretty fast-moving quarter is all of a sudden hit the brakes.
Well, yeah, when having back-to-back timeouts right here, of course, with him saving the possession right here. It'll be interesting to see how they try to finish this third quarter up, if they try to stay on that run like what they've been with North, just pushing it hard.
Barr gets it inbounds to Hudson. Bartley out there on him.
Ooh, holy cow.
Bartley just kind of bodied up on Hudson as he went up for the shot. No call. I'm shocked. Strickland will get it inbound to Chenard, trapped in the corner. Stolen by Ibarra. Went around Strickland. First attempt wasn't good, so he tried the other side. Inbound to Chenard, and we're going to get a foul on York. York wanting a push on Chenard. Now York and Chenard having a conversation. Chenard playing York smart there.
Right.
York trying to play on him tight. Chenard trying to make a little room for himself. Under a minute to play. Hampton behind the back. Owen about lost it. Ooh. Then he about walked. Strickland into the lane. Kicks it out, and there was nobody there to kick it out to. And I think he's like, he went that Coach Messer. It's like you went that far. Go ahead with it. 60-32. Knights in the lead. Hill to Ibarra. Works left to Moore. Pulls up. 15-footer good. 62-32. 30 seconds to go here in the third. Ball stolen as Chenard spun. Bartley hits the floor. Tried to get it to Chenard. Chenard hits the floor. Grabs a hold of Braden Hudson. He had already fouled him and then grabbed his leg to keep him from breaking away. So I don't know if that's two fouls or how that works. Yeah, they're going to call the intentional foul. So that's two shots for Braden Hudson. And then North will get the ball back here with 23 and some odd point seconds to go. And Hudson misses the first one. Hayden Setzer in. Chenard will check out. Good hustle there by Chenard. Braden Hudson will hit the second one, and now North will get the possession of the ball, and officials can't decide which sideline to send it out on, so they choose to do it on the home side. York inbounds to Hudson. Feeds it to the cutting of Barra on the baseline. Gets by Hampton and is good. 65-32. 16 seconds and counting. Strickland. Long pass. Massey in the corner. Ooh. Took too long. In the corner.
Hayden Setzer
for three.
There we go. And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
And that'll do it. 65-35 as we go to the fourth quarter here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Charles Allison, Branson Reese here as we start the fourth quarter for Tuscola Sports Radio here at North Henderson. In the lane, Braden Hudson Won't make the shot. Rebound, Anthony Massey. North Henderson up by 30. Massey hands off to Hampton. Right side, Setzer. Massey in the lane. Going to maybe drive. Picks up his dribble. Oh, now he's in trouble. Got a whistle and a foul on Josh York, I believe. His second. Strickland inbound on the cut. Hampton went up, stripped, and we'll get a whistle and a foul, and that'll be York's third.
Wow. That's going to put Elijah Hampton on the line. This foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Hampton, first one, no good. In the game for Tuscola. That would be
Sam Callaway.
Sam Callaway. So Coach Messer's starting to sub a little here. Down by 30. Hampton. Second won't go either. Braden Hudson. Lean tipped it, and Navarra just landed and caught it. Patel spin in the lane. Goes around. Bartley missed the shot. Hudson with a rebound. He's got four Mountaineers around him. Ball tipped out and wounds up in the hands of Stonewall Strickland. Strickland, as he drove the lane, it's poked out from behind. Now the ball's loose. We've got Strickland and Callaway, and Strickland will pick it up. Spins, goes back in the lane, tried to kick it back out in the corner to Callaway, and it goes off Patel. And that's Jameer Patel. Subs in now for North. We've got Will Paris and Cameron Case. Hudson takes a break, as does Ibarra. Strickland in high to Hampton. And Patel going to step in and
wow,
draw a foul, which did not look that bad. Bryce Ferguson the game for Bartley, and Bryce with four. We've played a full minute here in the fourth quarter. Hampton lost it, dropped it, got it back, kicked it out to Strickland. Callaway in the lane, he'll drive, throw it up, won't go. Paris with a rebound for North. In the corner, or actually on the wing, that's Patel. Pulls up, takes the shot over Ferguson, rattles out. Paris follows with a rebound, and we got a collision as Paris comes to the ground.
They're going to call that on.
That's going to go on number one.
That'd be Elijah
Hampton.
That'll
be Elijah Hampton. First free throw is good. Segment on the way. 67-35. Lead is 32, if my math is correct.
You are correct.
Trying to feed Ferguson on the cut to the lane. He's going to be stolen by Titus Moore. Hits Case, lays it in. Good. 69-35. 6:20 to go. One away from that magic number. Ferguson drives, skips, in the lane, hangs on the rim, won't go, tip. Callaway gets a rebound. He's surrounded by White. It'll go off a hill. Mountaineers will keep possession. Ibarra will check in for Jameer Patel. Ferguson in the lane to Hampton. He tried to drive, and he's blocked from behind by Luke Hill. So Mountaineers will keep the basketball. Ferguson will try it again. Inbound to Callaway. Drives. Puts the runner. Won't go. Rebound, Titus Moore. Moore brings it down right side. Dishes in the corner. Case ball fake. Kicks it out. Moore, top of the key for three. And that will put us in the running clock with a 37-point lead at 5:43 to go. Ferguson to Strickland.
Got Hayden open.
Hayden sets it in the corner. Callaway down low. Hampton, he's tipped, and he'll reach for the foul on Hill after the steal. I think they called a foul.
They did. They just now put it up on the board. That'll be Elijah's first.
Second, actually.
Second. Oh, second. I see. Yeah, they
changed it. They were slow. They
yeah,
were slow.
A little slow.
Clock's running now, 72-35. Mountaineers only scoring 9 points so far here in the second half.
Harper Bishop checking into the game now for the Mountaineers.
Ibarra brings it down, works to the left. Screen set there by number 35. That's Trevor Hill. They hit Luke Hill, and he'll drive the right side of the lane and lay it in. 74-35. Chouinard back in the game. He'll drive the jumper. Not there. Rebound by Hill. He'll bring it down himself, and we're going to get a
carry
by Hill. They'll interbound the ball at midcourt. Chouinard into Hampton quickly. Back to Chouinard. Gets, stolen by Case. Callaway will draw the foul. The basket's good. Hung on the rim, but it went. We go under 4 minutes to play on a running clock. Case with a chance to add one here. We'll get a timeout, I believe, by Tuscola, I think. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. And some of our cheerleaders are on the floor,
yeah.
But then the North Henderson players didn't want to come off the floor. So I guess the cheerleaders decided to go back, and Coach Messer's going to spend most of the time out talking with one of the officials while Coach Shepard draws something up down there on the board. I don't know why they hit the buzzer now. They've not hit it the whole game.
I know. Yeah.
Coach Sue Moon walking around over here. I thought she had retired. Long-time North Henderson coach, volleyball and basketball. Mountaineers rebound. Jaleel Patel in the game for Tuscola. Hits.
Hey. Nice shot.
Chase Perkins down low. 76-37. Mountaineers going to, think, get some subs in. Sort of a transition timeout, but not timeout. Ibarra kicks it out over to number 15. The jumper is good for Boston Shepherd, a sophomore guard. They go down in the corner up top. All subs in now for Tuscola. Patel drives, and who's 20?
That would be Brennan Sutton.
Sutton got stuffed as he went up, but fouled.
That's going to put him at the line. And this free throw shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Sutton's first free throw is good. Couldn't tell if it went through or just hit the bottom of the net. It was some smooth licking.
Missed the second one.
79-38, 2:10 to go. We got a running clock here. All subs in the game for both teams now. Shepherd with another jumper, top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Jahal Patel. And a jumper by Harper Bishop's no good. North Henderson will come down with it. They'll feed it to Brand. Correction. Trevor Hill. He missed. Ball's back with whoever number 20 is. He's not on the roster. For North Henderson and a whistle. And I think we just got a stoppage to get some subs in. Patel brings it down for Tuscola. Gets it over to Walker Rogers. Now Bishop to Sutton. He'll drive, whistle. And can't see the number there. 42, that's Liam Leslie, a sophomore center, his second foul. We go under a minute with the running clock. Sutton to the line to shoot two. This is the Knights have five fouls, and if Mr. Sutton will do this right, this should wrap it up. Misses the second one. Patel tips off of him. Hill brings it down. Works in the lane. Going up against Sutton. Underhanded layup won't go. Rebounded by Walker Rogers and then stolen away back by Hill. And he'll drive and lay it in. That's Trevor Hill. 84-39. Inbounds to Setzer. Excuse me. Hayden looking. Goes low. Turnaround. Bishop no good. Rebounded by Leslie. And North Henderson will just walk it down and let the clock run out. 84-39. We'll take a break. We'll come back in just a minute. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Services, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL at A1 Storage. And speaking of A1 Storage, it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Bryce Ferguson. Are you looking for a safe place to store all your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Bryce, with a minute to go there right before halftime, you were only down by three,
yes,
I think. And then what happened in that final minute as we led up to halftime? What changed so dramatically?
I think we had three straight turnovers, and I don't know, it kind of set the mood for the rest of the game, and we didn't really bounce back from that.
Of course, we went in at halftime still, down, I think, by nine.
It was nine.
And, we were talking in the first half. It's like, if you told us before the game started, we'd only be down by nine, and we had held them, you know, with a minute to go at three. I think most of us would have had a lead there at some, several points in the second quarter. I think any of us would have said, yeah, we'll take that. But and then even coming out to start the second half, Moore got a couple of breakaways on steals but missed the layups, and it was like, well, maybe they're going to continue to mess up, but then they just all of a sudden kicked it into gear. 9 points tonight for you tonight, Bryce. Just in the second half, it looked like maybe we got a chance to get some subs in, get some experience for those guys. Is that kind of how it was working?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We just couldn't really find a way to score in the second half.
Yeah, I think at one point, I think we only had nine. I think I figured up nine in the second half there. So looking ahead, we know we're on short rest. They've moved that Friday night game up to Thursday, try to get ahead of whatever this storm that, I don't know, I'm a betting man. I don't think it'll come. But anyway, so looking at West, you know, we got that overtime win against them. You got to think they're going to be loaded for bear on Thursday night, wanting a little revenge. What can we expect on West on Thursday night now instead of Friday?
They're going to come out hot. They want their first conference win too, just like anybody. But they're going to play in a zone most likely. So we just got to work on that.
You know how to break a zone, right?
Yeah.
You shoot over the top of it, or penetrate the gap and get the collapse and get somebody free. So. We'll get it. Good chance. Of course, that game on the road, this will be our third straight trip to Henderson County. Yeah. So we've checked every culinary cuisine we can find here around Hendersonville. So that's Bryce Ferguson, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll come back to wrap things up here in just a moment. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese here to wrap things up from North Henderson tonight. JV girls win tonight 44-37. JV boys lost. Varsity girls win a big game tonight. Branson 47-38. And then to wrap things up here tonight, varsity boys lose to North Henderson 84-39. Just remember, we're moving the game up from Friday at West Henderson up to Thursday night. So be sure and tune in to us on Thursday as the Mountaineers take on the Falcons. And hope to see you then. For Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio. Tonight's webcast has been brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Vestas Uniform Services, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Stevenson's Pest Control, A1 Storage, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, and by Forga Contracting. Join us again next time for Tuscola Basketball right here on Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL.